Sheila, Sheila, Keys, Keys, 11-23-56, and 9-10-2025. Miss Keys is a 68-year-old woman currently on hospice with systolic congestive heart failure indicating low ejection fraction, period. Patient also suffers from diabetes, history of goiter, hypertension, history of thyroid toxicosis. Patient has low extremity swelling, 3+ on the right, 2+ on the left side, despite taking her diuretics on a regular basis. She's short of breath at all times. She belongs in New York Heart Association Class 4 because she's short of breath at rest. She says that she's not eating very well because it's too hot outside, but part of that is because her shortness of breath. Her blood pressure is at 162 over 80, pulse 70, respiration 75, period. Her O2 sat on room air was 94%, but having her walk a few steps, it drops down to 89, period. She states that she may be losing weight because of a decreased appetite. She has been on numerous diuretics to help control with the lower extremity swelling, but hasn't been successful despite being on Belzeroxaline and Lasix. This is directly related to her low EF, period. She also has a nebulizer that she uses on a regular basis, period. She wears an adult diaper because of her shortness of breath. She's not able to get to the bathroom, period. She has ADL dependency, of course, period. She sleeps on 4 pillows at night because of orthopnea. She suffers from PND related to her heart disease, period. She also has a left MAC of 34.5. Her shortness of breath is worse. She can't walk very much at all. She feels like she has she's drowning at nighttime, even though she doesn't have any audible wheezes. That's when she uses her nebulizer and try to help her with breathing issues, especially in the evening when she's laying down. Let's see, we talked about her other comorbidities. Her PPS is at 40%. She also has bouts of confusion, most likely related to hypoperfusion related to her heart. She's sleeping now 8 to 12 hours a day. Requires help of others to be able to survive. Patient lives with her daughter, who's considered her primary caregiver and is aware of her grave prognosis and her her proximity to end of her life. Continues to remain hospice appropriate with most likely less than 6 months to live. Thank you.